Welcome to the Daily Word from the Fountain, heard weekdays at 4 p.m. on Life Radio WIFI. Stay tuned for today's encouraging and inspirational message.
I believe that some of the wounds Paul had were not just physical but emotional. Walk with me. I traveled on many long journeys. I faced danger from rivers and from robbers. I faced danger from my own people, the Jews. Oh, he was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. Saul was before he came Paul. And those who used to be his close friends now had left him. As well as from the Gentiles, I have faced dangers in the cities, in the deserts, on the seas. I face danger from men who claim to be believers, but are not. I've worked hard and long, enduring many sleepless nights. I've been hungry and thirsty and have often gone without food. I've shivered in the cold without enough clothing to keep me warm. Beside all this, I had the daily burden of my concern for all the churches. I said in the earlier service, I'm not so much concerned anymore about the prosperity gospel as much as I am a pampering gospel. And I think that the church is very much pampered today, and we have a very much a consumer mentality. Let me just come to the church and get my blessing, and when it gets rough, I get mad at God and quit going to church, quit paying my tithes. Listen, everybody, Jesus never promised us immunity from the struggle. I will promise you, there will be pain. There will be pain in life. But listen, God has done too much for me to give up on him. Paul had all of these marks and been beaten and with rods and whipped, and he had scars all over his body. Imagine how ugly the scars must have looked after all of this. But despite the physical appearance, those scars told a powerful story, a story of God's faithfulness. And there was another portion. There's two more scriptures I want to read to you about Paul. He's talking about in 2 Corinthians when he was on one of his journeys. He said, we expected to die. But as a result, we stopped relying on ourselves and learned to rely only on God. Don't let me read that too fast. We thought what we was going through was going to kill us. I don't know who I'm talking to today. Has anybody ever been through something that you thought this thing's going to kill me? He said, we expected to die. We didn't know if we were going to live another day. So as a result, we stop relying on ourselves, and we learn to rely only on God who raises the dead. Don't you think if he can raise the dead, he can take care of your life? Praise God. And he did rescue us from mortal danger. And he will rescue us again. We have placed our confidence in him, and he will continue to rescue us. See, Paul lets us know that when he thought he was going to die, he relied on the power of God. Why? To get him to his next assignment. There's always a next with God. Let that sink in. If you're on Twitter, tweet that. There's always a next with God. So wherever you are, your present situation is not your final destination. There's always a next with God. So if you feel like this thing is going to kill you, I come today to tell you that's a lie. He has power to rescue you. He will rescue you, and he will get you to your next assignment. God is too big to leave us where we are. If you woke up this morning and there was no white chalk line around your body, God is not finished with you yet. Whether it's a physical scar or an emotional scar, every scar tells a story. And no matter how the scars were received, I believe that scars are not something to hide or to be ashamed of. I want to tell you just a story. When I was about the same age as I received this devastating blow, there's a lady in our church who was in a fire. She was burned terribly. But the good news is she was rescued from the fire and she lived. I'll never forget, her arms were terribly burned and terribly scarred. And to the onlooker, they were ugly. And I remember her doing everything she could to hide those scars. And I understand that. I when Everybody wants to look their best, and maybe it's more important for women and people like Reuben, but anyway, it's important for people to look their best and to be beautiful at all times. And well, we were on Facebook together last week, and people said they thought I was the pretty pastor. And I said, I love you. You're my new best friend. So we want to hide our scars, and I understand. But you see, there was a story there. And she did everything she could to hide the scars. But really, the scar was not something to hide or be ashamed of. There was a story how she was rescued from death. Can you hear me, everybody? You can look at the scars as a painful blow to your life, and the world calls them ugly, but God calls them a trophy of His grace. And the scars looked ugly. You can either look at the scar and say, oh, that's ugly, or you can say, God rescued me out of the fire. God rescued me out of certain death. He brought me a mighty long way. Somebody ought to say amen in the house. And all of the attempt to hide and talk about the ugliness of the scars, and I get it, but the truth is, there's a story there, and the story is not about the ugly scar. The story is about the power of God to save your life. And He saved her life and spared her life. She was rescued out of the fire. Yeah, the scars were there, but there was a story to tell of the wonderful grace of God. Oh, people, we often think the best way forward is to hide our scars and never let anybody see our weakness. Craig Rochelle said this, and I wrote it down. Says, we impress people with our strengths, but we connect with people through our weaknesses. We impress people with our strengths, but we connect with them through our weaknesses, through the pain that we went through, through the scar that's developed. And could I encourage you today, don't be ashamed of the scar. Don't try to hide the scar. Oh, I know you don't want to talk about the sexual abuse. I know you don't want to talk about the drunken father who maybe beat you and said terrible things to you. I know you don't want to talk about the addiction and the marks that are still there from the needle. I know you don't want to talk about the time where you attempted suicide and they had to pump your stomach. I know that you don't want to talk about those things. We want to put them in the closet. We want to put them away. We want to forget about it. But wait. If you've received the healing of Jesus, I said, if you've received the healing of Jesus, then there's somebody else out there that was raped. There's somebody else out there that father told them that they never amounted to anything and that they wish they were never born and that they were ugly piece of trash and no boy would ever want to marry you. You're too ugly. Can't you be more like yourself? There are people out there that have suffered such verbal abuse. Don't hide your scar. Use it to tell a story of how God has healed you and restored you and built you up into a trophy of His grace. See, you can let your scars paralyze you, you can let them make you bitter, or you can see them as an invitation to share the grace of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to God. See, many people associate scars with defeat. It's not true. A scar is a testimony that you survived and you're an overcomer. Scars are not the finish line. They're the starting line of a story, and God uses our scars. I said, God uses our scars to tell the story of His love, His faithfulness, and His healing power. Your testimony is proof that the devil is a lie. Your testimony is proof that you made it out alive. Your testimony is proof that the devil on his best day couldn't take you out on your worst day. And being here today is proof that God's power is real to rescue you. Hallelujah. Scars? Oh, I know, before the scar comes, there's pain, there's terrible pain. Physical, greater is the tear of the heart and the soul and the emotions. I know that scars equal pain, but by the very nature of a scar, healing has taken place. And after God heals the wound, there is a scar. And after the scar is the testimony. Could I just say this? If you're still bleeding from your wound, it's not time to testify. I've learned a few things in my 39 short years of life. I'm sorry for lying, Brother Deacon. Right here. I've learned a few things. I can tell real quick, listening to your story, if you're still wounded and bleeding, or it has scarred over and you've been healed. And you know how I can tell? If when you tell me your story, you're still blaming other people, you have not healed. Andy Stanley said this: blame causes you to carry your issues into the future. Powerful statement. I can tell real quick. When I went through my pain, there was times I was not ready to preach. I was not ready to tell my story because all I did was blame everybody that hurt me. I can tell real fast. I've been through it. I can tell real fast if you're ready to tell your story. And if I hear you blaming everybody, I know you're not. But if I hear you giving glory to God, I know you've been healed. Amen to that. And you know who's a perfect example of that in the Bible? Joseph. Joseph. Remember what his brothers did to him? They sold him as a slave. Don't have time to tell the whole story, but when he had the encounter with his brothers, he didn't say, "You no good loser brothers of mine." He didn't say that. He looked at, I can tell Joseph was healed because he looked at his brothers and he said, "You meant it for evil. But God has brought it for good." Give God a praise for that.
We hope you enjoyed the Daily Word from the Fountain. The Fountain of Life is located at 2035 Columbus Road in Burlington, New Jersey. Pastor Russ would love to meet you this Sunday at either of our 9 or 11 a.m. services. For directions or more information, please feel free to contact us by calling 609-499-2131 or visit our website at flcnj.org. On behalf of Pastor Russ, thanks for listening to today's message on Life Radio WIFI, your inspiration station.